Welcome, everybody, and thank you so much for being here. We are heading into our integration week, first integration week on our fight response. And as we head into that for today, we are working with breathwork. So I'm going to invite you, if you haven't already, to get comfy and cozy, setting yourself up, ideally in a place where you can lay down on your back. If that's not possible, you can do it seated. And as you settle on in, making any little adjustments that you might need. Knowing that as we work with the fight response, and I might be cueing a little bit of movement today, we're going to on purpose actually not start with a temper tantrum, but you may hear some cues to do just that at a certain juncture during the breath work. So if you're in a spot where you can make some movement, some sound at all today, then that'll actually, I'm going to suggest, be a really good thing, especially as we find ourselves in this week. As I was just saying before I started the recording, between Christmas and New Year's, it's often this time of what's going on, what's happening, where am I? Often a sense of disorientation. And in our days before modern times, this was also thought to be a time where we were meant to actually not be so limited to time itself. It was actually a time in which we actually abandoned time, in which we actually got to remember what it was like to be without the confines, the restrictions, the limitations of having to get certain things done in a certain way. This was a time of year that we often primarily embrace the chaos of not knowing. So if that gives you any sensation around, or any sense, I should say, around what's happening, or sensations might come with that, around what might be going on for you or others this week, know that that's really, really quite normal. We also had a full moon to boot recently. So that's been an interesting configuration in the skies. It's in Cancer, meaning often quite emotional. And I'm not well-versed on this part, but there was also a tie-in to the planet of Chiron, which is the Wounded Healer, which is often quite active for those of us that play in the realm of healing work or work in the realm of healing work. So I'm imagining for many people right now that there's a lot of stuff just in general up for folks. So for today, we're going to head into, as I mentioned, some breath work. I'm going to invite you to bring that breath through to your open mouth. And as we connect our breath through the open mouth, it actually does a couple things. One, it allows us to move a pretty significant volume of air. Two, it breathes the wrong way on purpose. We're meant to breathe through our nose, but when we take the breath to the mouth, it helps us to connect to our stuff that's actually unresolved. And if we keep breathing through it, it actually signals to the brain that this stuff that is coming up that might be quite emotional, that might even feel really strong, if you can keep breathing through it with it, it signals to the brain that it's actually possible to navigate this in an entirely different way, and that it doesn't need to be panically met. Panically is a new word today. And it doesn't need to be pushed away. It can literally be felt, moved through, without any need to push, fix, manage, or do anything about it. It's an act of being with what's happening. And as the body-mind connects to that signal of being with, without having to fix or do anything about it, that's ironically usually the thing that resolves anything that's undigested in our systems. So sometimes taking your hands off the wheel and not fixing on purpose is actually the thing that often leads to the fix that we were looking for in the first place. So I'm gonna invite you for today to play with that edge between control and surrender. I once heard a quote that said, the place of ecstasy can be found between the space of control and surrender. I'm paraphrasing the quote. But I'm going to invite you to dance with that today, as much or as little as feels right for you. The piece of music that I have will start off fairly quickly to build up in tempo. And it's about 55 minutes in length, so we might run just a little bit over time today. If you need to leave, then feel free to do that. But if you're able to, I'm going to invite us to stay afterwards for some shares so we can hear what other people have been experiencing. It's often a really handy way to integrate these things. So I'm going to invite you to do that if it's at all possible. And knowing that, I will stop the recording for the shares themselves. So I'm going to invite you to take that breath, see that open mouth. And as you begin to move air through the open mouth, you will get dry mouth. It will happen. If you don't try to fix it or correct it, it will go away within a few minutes, which is a beautiful metaphor for how we deal with most of life. And I'm going to invite you to, as you breathe here, begin to take out the pauses, taking out the pause at the top of the breath and the bottom of the breath. So just as the inhale ends, the exhale begins. And just as the exhale is ending, the inhale will begin. And the breath begins to pulse and flow without ever actually reaching a stopping point. Vibrant inhale, meaning there's just a little bit of effort on that inhale, to a surrendered exhale, meaning the exhale is like air leaving a balloon, and the air just leaves without you having to force, do, manage. It's an act of surrender. And as you connect this breath with vibrant inhales and surrendered exhales, I invite you to notice something that feels good inside of you that's happening at the same time. You're going to hear the music start to come in just a moment. As you locate something that feels good to you inside of you or external, either or, I'm going to invite you to notice what it is you like the most about that thing. And as you notice what you like the most about that thing, the invitation is to savor all that feels good here for you. To take in, to receive, to observe, to be with. And as you connect to your breath in this way, and you notice what feels good, the invitation is to breathe it inside of you, to breathe in that energy, and notice how the body mind responds. And if anything here feels good, then the invitation is to savor that as well. You'll begin to hear music. And if you need more or less volume on the music or my voice, let me know in the chat feature. Thank you. Thank you for being here. And thank you for breathing here today. Creator, we call on you and all of our compassionate helpers, seen and unseen, to gather here with us as we breathe, holding the space safe and sacred, nourishing us, guiding us, protecting us, holding us, and being with us. Thank you for all the nourishment that you provide. And thank you to those that have caretaken and stewarded these very lands that have nourished us all, that have nourished our families, our ancestors, our lineages. May we joyously delight in the nourishment that's here by means of breathing it in and being with it. Om Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. If at any time you want more intensity, the invitation is to breathe a little faster. If at any point in time you want less, the invitation is to take the breath to the nose and slow the pace. So the break is to take it to the nose and to slow the pace at which you're breathing, and the gas pedal is to quicken the pace a little bit. Breathing, receiving life, vitality, energy. This breath becomes like a pulse, like a rhythm, like a dance, moving us, vibrating us, pulsating us, dancing us from the inside out. So if you have any of that, I'm not sure where I am anymore around this time between Christmas and New Year's present for you, lingering that's apparent in your system in this moment, I invite you to breathe into that, breathing into that space. And see if you can meet it with a little bit more energy, bringing the rhythm up to match perhaps the tempo of the music if that's available for you today. As you breathe, every breath an invitation to drink in this life with all of its fullness, with all of its joys. What is it to create in this world? Each inhale offers the energy of creation. Every exhale is surrender, a deepening into what it means to be in this world, in this life, alive, creating anew with this very next breath. And it begins again on this inhale, this next inhale, bringing in even more creation, even more creativity, even more inspiration. And each exhale, we let it go, we let it go. So we get to do it all over again in this dance, in this beautiful cycle, and what it means to be alive and breathing. Thank you for being here as you are in this world. Thank you for existing, which might seem like a small thing to notice. I'm going to invite you to imagine the very moment of your creation when your very existence began. And I invite you to breathe. Breathing right into this sweet moment which created you. Wherever your worldview permits that beginning begins, potentially at conception itself, that's available for you. I invite you to breathe right into that moment where you were conceived. In this moment of creation, as all creation stories go, and all the stories and all the myths of all the traditions, cultures around the world, it's preceded by a time of complete and utter primal chaos, sometimes referred to as the void, has many names. And out of this primal soup, out of this primal soup of mishmash of potentialities, of possibilities that are unlimited, really, not organized in any particular form yet, somehow out of this becomes order, creation. And as all the myths have it, the cosmos come into formation. Your own story mirrors just that. Out of all the elements of nothingness that preceded even the existence of sperm and egg, gave rise to sperm and egg, which came together to form you. So breathing into what it means to be created out of literally primal soup of nothingness itself. What is it to herald in this new life of you, of your very existence? No small thing. No small thing after all. You arose out of the vast expansion, so vast and so expansive it goes beyond the horizon of the skies, goes beyond the horizons of the waters. Of all the oceans, so vast and expansive, it goes beyond the edges of any known solar system or organized cosmos. This space, this place, whatever the word is, from which you've come from. Its vastness, its expansion is still here. It's still here in you today. And it's still waiting. It's still waiting to be met. Even more deeply, and breathed into to create again and again and again. Breathing yourself, creating yourself in each moment with the primal building blocks of your very existence from which you came from. And the spark of life from which you came from, still here within you today, is also given many names. Some might call it innate wisdom. Some might call it the divine spark. Some might call it spirit, universe, love, light, beauty, mystery, ineffable, God, Buddha, Allah, that which is eternal, that which is beyond time and space itself. Whatever you call that, perhaps it's simply being. I invite you to breathe, knowing that our very breath is also, after often, a name for this as well. I invite you to, as you breathe, breathe into all that's breathing, which sounds maybe like a funny thing to do, but as you breathe, I invite you to breathe into all that's breathing. Breathing into all that's breathing. Falling a little deeper, melting a little deeper, surrendering a little deeper into this space where you meet you, where self meets self, where light and darkness come together, where all dualities meld and melt. Where polarities come together into a space of single-pointed oneness. Where chaos and cosmos unite. Breathing into union and reunion again and again and again. Because you get to. That's the way. You're doing great. Stay right with that precious territory that you're in here. Perhaps all you've been fighting for is actually fighting to get to meet you. Perhaps all you've been fighting for has been fighting an equal, if not even stronger, measure to locate you. Put another way, what if what you're seeking has actually been seeking you? What if what you've been seeking has actually been seeking you? And what if you get to find each other? In the way that, as the myth of the story of Hanuman, the devotee of Ram, unites Ram with his beloved consort Sita. That little monkey god, as he's often referred to, Hanuman, devoted to bringing in connection, interunion, those that are seeking each other through love. And not just seeking through love, finding, as the story goes, Hanuman stretches across two continents. He does the splits. It's an agile monkey. And he brings together the two continents to reunite the lovers that have been separated, that have been longing for each other. In the same way, you get to unite with what you've been seeking for, and it's been seeking you, with just as much ache and longing. So breathing into this middle space between the two with love, with devotion, with the pure joy of getting to celebrate and serve what it means to come back together again, to honor your intentions, whatever they were for today's session. Letting yourself get a little closer, a little closer, a little closer, a little closer, a little closer. Just a little closer. Not by means of doing, not by means of reaching out or acting in any particular way. By means of being with. By being with, by allowing, melting, surrendering into this space of sweet union. Of sweet connection. By means of softening, gentling, and noticing whatever seems to be in the way. Noticing whatever seems to be in the way. What's in the way? What's in the way? What's here? Noticing what's here. Noticing what seems to be in the way. And if it could speak, notice what it says. And seeing if there's a way to respond to it with as much love, tenderness, compassion, care as you can. And then the invitation here is to make a little sound to respond to it. So anything that's been offered, even if it didn't come through with words, I'm going to invite you to respond to it, to meet it where it needs to be met. That might be with words. That might be with a vibration. Might be with a tone. Whatever the sound may be, I invite you to get a little noisy, get a little louder if it's possible in the space that you're in right now. And as you make this sound now, I'm going to invite you to take it into the body, letting the sound guide your movements. Letting the sound ripple through to your hands, to your feet, to your arms and your legs. Almost like you could let your whole body get involved, almost like a little one when it's in the throes of expression of a temper tantrum. And letting this sound, letting this tone, letting this expression come through you physically, somatically, allowing every energy here to move through you and pour it on even a little more, a little more, a little more. Go for gold here. Because for once, no one's holding you back. And notice what it's like to not be held back here. You get to express all that you want to with your body, with your voice. Unlimited expression here and now. Go for it. Letting that settle. And coming back into connection with that breath. Notice what's here. Notice what's here now. And breathing into any new spaces that have been created. It is safe to be here. It is safe to exist here. There is nothing I need to do or say to prove that. I am. I am. I am. Excuse me. And perhaps in this moment. You can melt just a little deeper, allowing just a little bit more here in this space. surrendering to you. And as you let go a little deeper into yourself, noticing that it's actually always been you, my love. It's always been you. It's always been you. Thank goodness. Thank goodness it wasn't what I thought it was. Thank goodness it wasn't what I thought it was. Thank goodness it wasn't what I thought it was. It's me. It's always only been me. I can rest in this fullness of me and its expressions, its potential. The fullness of all that I haven't even yet begun to tap into. It's right here. It's right here. And I get to tap into that, not because there's anything wrong or broken with me, but because this is my natural birthright. It's the full meal deal of what it means to be a human being. It's the most natural thing in the world. This wholeness, this fullness that's available here in this moment, that's just been here all along. I didn't even know it, and here it is. And I get to embrace that. I get to embrace all the expressions of this will. For my will is thy will. My will is thy will. One and the same. It's always been you. This will, your will. Your will, this will. They are in each other. They are in each other. And they couldn't possibly be separate. One and the same. All you, all you. And you don't have to hold back anymore. This is yours. Opening to this life and all of its potentials. You are so not broken, my love. You are so not broken. And those things you've judged potentially as brokenness within you, or others may have judged as brokenness within you. Those were simply the twists and turns of life, much like a tree that grows through certain configurations, to be able to move through twists and gnarls, to be firmly planted, to grow towards the light. Sometimes we need a little help. That help may show up as challenges, hurts, pains, traumas, difficulties, sufferings, chaos, giving rise to divine order, for it too is divine. Giving rise to all of your potential, guiding its potential. Tapping into the fullness, the wholeness of you. Through all those previous hurts and challenges, sufferings, traumas, all experiences to shape you, your essence, your vibration, and its expression. There is beauty here, my love. There is beauty to be found. It's within this. For you are not broken, my love. You are not broken. I'm so sorry anyone told you that you were. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. That part of you I'm holding, I'm loving, I'm tenderly with, and I invite you to do the same. What is it to be with yourself here in this place, in this space? Treating yourself from a place of wholeness, holding all those parts that may have been judged as being broken, and seeing them instead through the lens of wholeness. For all those challenges, all those pains, all those sufferings were also part of the flow, also part of what guided this expression of your life. And there is beauty here. There is beauty here. Breathe into it and be with it. On the other side of suffering, of pain, of challenge, of conflicts, of chaos arises creative, creational beauty itself. From chaos comes the cosmos. From pain comes human. From challenge comes awareness. And you are all of those things. Somehow, all at the same time. You are the space between it. More than you are any of those things. You get to be the space between it all. And in this space, is a certain type of wholeness, of beauty itself. Breathing into its essence, this space, this place, where you get to be found again and again and again. resting in the sweetness of this, letting that rumble through you. If there's any energy left to be moved, if there's any energy left to be moved, I invite you to dance internally, externally, however feels right, flowing, dancing, and allowing movement to come through the body. And if you feel content as you are, then staying in rest. If there's anything left to be moved through, allowing that movement to come through the legs, the arms, the body, letting your whole body move like a snake. Snakes represent death, rebirth, transformation. And then with every movement rippling through you, there gets to be death, rebirth, transformation. And for those of you that aren't even dancing externally, but can feel it internally moving through you, breathing into those spaces, those places, where this energy is carried through you. When you're complete, coming back to stillness in your own timing. Thank you for this gift of you. Thank you for your presence. Thank goodness you are exactly as you are. Thank you for being as you are. And thank you for taking that in, for accepting your essence as it is. The beauty. The beauty of you. My gosh, the beauty of you. Moves me to tears. Moves me to tears. Thank you for this grace of you. Stunning. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So much gratitude for this life. This breath, this body, and all that it feels and senses and takes in. Oh, thank goodness it can feel. Thank goodness. Thank goodness it can feel all of this and take this all in. Dropping the practice of the breath and resting in you. Continuing to let yourself rest here over the next few minutes. If it feels right, touching in on that resource that you found at the beginning. That thing that felt good or pleasant to be with. Touching in on it again. Creator and compassionate helpers alike, thank you for holding this space safe and sacred, protecting us, guiding us, nourishing us. We ask that today's work live on in really beautiful, easeful, gentle, good ways for ourselves, our families, our ancestors and lineages, and communities. All those that we touch and serve, in all the ways that we may not even know, in all the ways that seem to be obvious, in all the little unknown ways alike. Thank you. Om Shanti, 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 peace. 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 Bringing in just little teeny tiny movement into your fingers and toes and deepening the breath a little bit. When you're ready, deepening those movements into maybe the arms, the legs, in a way that lets you begin to deepen the breath even more and supports you in rolling to one side or the other. Letting yourself continue to rest on your side until you feel called to rise. For those of you listening to the recording, the invitation is to journal, to spend a couple minutes in quiet reflection, or to simply draw and express yourself in some way, shape, or form around what transpired for you today. This expression is the opposite of suppression, repression. And when done well, it allows for depression to be liberated, to be moved through the system. And quite frankly, even when it's not done well, by well, I simply mean that it's attended to, it's offered, it's opportunity to be expressed. So it can come out however it looks. The doing well isn't necessarily meaning it has to look a certain way, but something that it's turned towards and that you're with expression. for those of us live on the call, I'm going to invite you to share in just another moment or two, taking your time to land well. When you're ready, slowly rising to a seated position and taking a moment to just be with you. Thank you. Om. I'm going to stop the recording here, and then I'm going to invite you all to share.